bus, a party bus for a band.
Joe?
Who are you sitting?
Ephraim.
Het komt tegen een mazeltal, ik hoorde van mijn chabruzen. Eerst de ene kal. Mazeltal. Ja, ben je nee. I'm going to say over a shail of the Netziv on the Parsha. But I wonder if anyone could guess how he proved it from the Parsha. I would never figure it out, but Shiloh's like this.
You got a lot better chance than I do.
Good, now I do. I read it.
Yeah.
No, right on the parsha in the Hamikdavar Chumash. Shiloh's like this. A person has, it's Yom Tov is Friday, and a person knows that a sakana is gonna happen to him on Shabbos. Okay, now the more. It doesn't matter. It could be a 2-day Yom Tov. It could be a 1-day Yom Tov. It doesn't matter. But it's Friday now.
A sakana
is going to happen to him tomorrow on Shabbos. But now he's okay. He doesn't say the story behind it, what it could be. Later we'll see the Chafetz Chaim has a story which used to happen in Nebuch. People were in the army, Russian army, and there were things that if you didn't listen, you could get killed. That could be the sakana. So you know, let's say that tomorrow they're going to tell you, turn on the light. Or I don't know what they'll tell you. Do this, do that, right? Do a million things, whatever, right? But today they didn't tell you anything, right? Today you don't have to do it. Should I do it today? Because it's only Yom Tov. And it's much less chomer to be Mechal Yom Tov than to be Mechal Shabbos, right? Or should I just wait until tomorrow when I have to do it and do it tomorrow on Shabbos? You understand the issue? Let's say you have to polish your shoes or else they'll kill you if your uniform isn't in perfect shape, right? So they check you. You line up at 10 a.m. in the morning, let's say, right? Shabbos morning. So should I polish my shoes Yom Tov before Shkia, right? Or should I just wait until Shabbos morning and polish my shoes Shabbos morning because it's pikuach nefesh?
It's not like the one with the jail getting out.
That's the same idea. It's a flip side.
This is like
the same concept. You might not be alive the next day.
Alright, if you use that svar,
right?
Why be over? They're advice about here. You're talking about being over,
right? Why be over? Wait till the last minute. So what happens because
you never know.
He was over for no reason.
Okay, but maybe on the other hand, you have I'll pee normally. You probably hopefully won't die.
Right.
So then it's kedai to do lesser avir.
But
you don't know. You don't know.
Even if you're alive.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know that for the last 20 years, 30 years. Okay. Okay.
That's
the question.
Right.
Okay, that's
the
question.
If the rise from the Katiris, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is telling you the Sakana is going to happen. You never have the certainty of this.
This is suffering.
Well, you are right. His rise was from the Katiris, but Hashem didn't say. Hashem said about Achalo Yisam Karoga. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you over what he says. You'll see he didn't hold it. Okay, I hear. Maybe it will play a role a little. Okay.
That's also like the same thing.
So
he's. Have a choice of Tish B'Av or Yom Kippur. Should you? Doctor said you only have one. So do you wait?
Okay. That has a shaychus. Yeah, we'll get to that. That does have a shaychus. That's the one that Joey sent me from the Lawyer's Nassim. We'll get to that. Okay. Very good. So this is Avi. So the Netziv says he has arrived in the Parsha.
You do it with ladies giving birth and you do it, you know, it's going to be a Sakana or a Bris Mila.
Don't think other places can deal with this?
Well, I don't know which exact case you're talking about. There are cases in your things that have to do with this, yes. You have cases like that. But we'll get to one of them. Maybe it's Mila. There is for sure things about that, talk about similar cases like that, yeah. So it is what he says. He says like this. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, go put some keteris on the machta, and run out there and because right, we you know the matter, right? The Rebbein Shalom was angry and he said v'achalosam karoga. So Moshe Rabbeinu said quickly to Aaron, right? Run and take the k'tayrus and be mechaper on them. Okay. Then it says that Aaron, he ran out there and he saw that the negev actually stopped, came, and then he put on the k'tayrus. So he's medayik that he changed it from the order. Moshe Rabbeinu said, put the k'tayrus on and then run out. But Aaron, he ran out and he saw that the negev was there and then he put it on. He says, what's going on over here? He says, like, the shot's like this. Either way, you're doing something which is normally us. Because normally, if you do an extra k'tayrus, you're over a lav of lo yisaktiru k'tayrus zara. But if you put the k'tayrus on before you went out of the Mishkan, you get a lav of lo yisaktiru k'tayrus zara. Actually, some say that you're chayv misei b'dei shamayim on that lav, but that's what it would be. If you put the k'tayrus on after you run out, that's halos chutz. That's karis. If a person is makter k'tayrus b'chutz, he's chayv karis. So Moshe Rabbeinu,
even if it's shalei b'shas, even if it's not for avaida.
Oh well, it has to be l'shem Hashem. Uh-huh. It has to be l'shem Hashem. It can't be somebody asks a kasha and then it's the safer mission.
Well, the whole point is he was supposed to do it right because the last two times they did it wrong, people died. He had to do it as the prescribed halacha. He wouldn't stop doing something.
It wasn't magic here, right? Yeah, it had to be
because the other two times. Thought the Keteris was deadly because they didn't do it right.
1 second, you're yeah. Well, I know that up. By the there was something else.
That's the name is not the something.
Right, that the Chedis name is not the Keteris.
Right.
Okay.
That's what Rashi brings up.
Okay. So Al Kopanim was they were makriv Keteris. So he said. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, go ahead and do it when you're still. Put the k'tayrus inside, it's not as big of a veir. Why should you go and do it outside when you're going to be chayav karis? But Aaron said, I hope, because right away in the pasuk it says, when Hashem told them that avachal sam karaga vayiplo apneim, right away they like davened. So Aaron said, I hope the tefillah worked. Maybe there won't be a negev. So I'm not doing any aveirs yet. I'm going to wait and see. Maybe our tefillah worked. Saw it didn't work, so then he put it on. It was already taka karis, but he did it anyways because he had to. So that's what he says. So he says, so from this I learn that the din is like this, that if you aren't 100% sure that the sakana will really happen, you think so but you're not sure, then don't do it like our. Don't do it today on Yom Tov. Going back to his Yom Tov question, just like Aaron didn't do it either, and just wait and see. When you see it's real for sure, do it. But if you're taka sure, then you do like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you do it on Yom Tov because you try to save on the Avi. Do the smaller Avi. Do the lesser Avi. Okay, this is
Moshe less sure of the tefillah than.
I don't know why. He doesn't say either way. So Moshe Rabbeinu, for some reason, was sure it was going to happen. He doesn't explain how come. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's what he comes out, and that's what he writes, that he thinks the din is. Oh, you mean Aaron's, he's saying. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's wasn't, so it was a simin to him, I hear. Who knows? I hear. Okay, so that's what he says. Now,
and therefore he would have, the idea is that he would have done it lesser, meaning either the law only or it's only misvei shemayim as opposed to karis.
Right. That's right. Which is less. Either it's just a plain law or misvei shemayim, which is either way is less than karis. So now this psak. So he's saying that that's what his psak is. He writes there like, you know, mikan. We see that the din is that you should do it on yom tit. is l'chayra keneged the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings in Simin Shin Dal Mem, in the end of Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, he says, what do you do if you're in the army and you're obligated under the command of the army to do things that are Chil Shabbos? So, of course, he starts off, you have to do everything you possibly can to try to do it all on Friday, and you shouldn't get yourself into such a shayla. But let's say you can't. So, Zokhtar Azari. So he says, let's say you have to do something tomorrow morning, Shabbos, Saturday morning, right? You have to do Chil Shabbos. And you had no time, you just couldn't do it Friday. And it's already Noch Shkia. It's already after Shkia. Should I do it right now?
It's Ben HaShemashas.
It's Ben HaShemashas, exactly. And maybe I should do it now because it's only Safik Chil Shabbos. If I wait till tomorrow, then it's going to be Vadi Chil Shabbos. It's better to do Safik Chil Shabbos than Vadi Chil Shabbos. That's the first, he says, that's how he starts first. Maybe do it now. Then he says, no, maybe not. Because now, if I do it, I would be considered doing it Miritzoinai. Because the law of the army is tomorrow. So if I do it now, I would be considered doing it Miritzoinai. Wow. But if I do it tomorrow, I'm doing it under threat of death. Because tomorrow is when the soldiers are supposed to really do it. So maybe I have to wait. Oy, Dilma. He goes back at like, or maybe, Kivon, that it's either way, may ace le ace. It's in the same 24 hours of Shabbos, either way. Mali hocha, mali hosam. That's it. So he doesn't know. At the end, he's not sure.
Benishwashas doesn't help you. What does he mean by that?
He's trying to say, like, either way, I'm going to be doing this Chil Shabbos sometime during this 24 hours, either way.
But if it's maybe
so right. So I mean, if it's Friday, then there's no problem.
Right.
So he's saying. So therefore, that's why for din. No, he means mali hocha that I should do it
right.
Friday night. He's going back. He's saying. He starts off saying, "Do it Friday night." In the middle, he tried to say, "Don't." Then at the end, he's going back to do it Friday night.
Why is it not baratzin? Just because.
So he's in the third stage. He's trying to say that even though it is baratzin, but either way, I'm going to end up being mechal Shabbos. So maybe we don't care anymore. So then, just do it when it's better for you. You know, like don't worry about the baratzin, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't get the Nitzia. I understand the Nitzia also, but I don't get the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. You know?
Yeah, they're not really different. I think he's just saying maybe we don't care about Baratzin. He's re-saying it.
Yeah, we're
all
the same.
That's
not Baratzin. It's part of the same one.
Right.
Right. That's basically what he's saying. So now, after you read through this Chafetz Chaim, now I'll go ask the Chafetz Chaim what does he hold about the above case. Again, it's Friday, right? And I know that Shabbos morning I have to shine my shoes. But this Friday happens to be Yom Tov. So I ask the Chafetz Chaim, should I polish my shoes today or should I wait till tomorrow? I think he'll tell me for sure you got to wait till tomorrow. Because the maximum kula was only if it's the same day. But the day before, no. Okay, so this is why I think that the Chafetz Chaim taka dingzach with the psak of the Nitziv. And lo and behold, there is a Igris Moshe about this Nitziv. The Igris Moshe in Oyer Chaim Chelik Gimel, Simin Samech Tes. Somebody asked him, what does he hold about the psak of the Nitziv? So he says, Temua Moed. And he writes close to the Chafetz Chaim. He doesn't quote any Mishnah Berurahs. Close, but not exactly. He says like this. He says, the only time I would matter would only be if it would be Shabbos with Shabbos. For example, Friday night with Shabbos morning, I would let you do it Friday night. So the Chafetz Chaim used the words because it's the same me'es le'es. His language was because this Aveira is going to be Nidcha. Chilul Shabbos is going to take place. there will be a lav on this, right, this Shabbos will be nidche. If this Shabbos will anyways be nidche, I'll let you do it now. But if it's a different Avera, you want to do Chilul Yom Tif, and really Yom Tif doesn't have the Sakana within it, because you want to do Chilul Yom Tif, Chilul Yom Tif is not being nidche here. You can't just go pick Yom Tif. The Sakana is going to happen on Shabbos. So you cannot do a different Avera when that Avera is not endangered at all. So he uses the difference of Averas, whereas Chafetz Chaim says Meisleis. Okay?
Shabbos was picked min HaShemayim to be Mechulot. You're now one of the Mechal Yom Tov.
There's no dechia on that, right? It has to be that thing was nidcha, it's pushed. So you could do it earlier, but not a different avir. Okay, so in Mitzia so far, they would end up saying the same psak, not Yom Tov for Shabbos. Shabbos and Shabbos, yeah. Then he writes, but I'm not even sure if Lemaisa I want to even matter Shabbos for Shabbos. And he says, why? Because until a sakana really comes, then even if I'll be teva, he writes, it's for sure going to come. Who says that that's enough to matter it? Maybe an ace, he writes. You never know. Maybe even an ace could happen. He says, once the sakana is there, we don't go. Ain't same chalanes. You don't go with nace. But until it happens, then we can't like really say it's vada going to happen. So that there, he's coming up with a new iser. He says that he wouldn't even really think that's pashat, that you can matter it even on Shabbos. Even if al piderech ateva, it's for sure happening, you never know.
But that would that mean, I was thinking before also, that you have to wait till the last shah that you could do it?
But we have to remember, once the sakana is here, then everyone says do it immediately. Right. It says farkert, it says kol azor, it says
meshubach. You don't know what's going to be later.
Because there is no sakana now. We're only talking about that everything's fine now.
There's no sakana until Shabbos is over, no?
But
No, the guy says 10 o'clock, he's going to walk
10
in.
10 o'clock, they check you.
No, 10 a.m. Shabbos morning.
Then Shabbos morning, sure. Then you can't do anything. Then you have to do it on Matzah Shabbos. You can't do it. That's my, yeah. No, it's like that. Okay, so that he adds in that spot. Now, really, there's in the Machne Yisrael, it's mamash unbelievable. The Machne Yisrael from the Chafetz Chaim, there's the unabridged, and then his son-in-law took out the lumdis because the soldiers couldn't handle the lumdis, so it got abridged a little. But the original Machne Yisrael has in there a long shtickle from the Chafetz Chaim, the exact same suffix, and he goes through the whole studim over there again, and he adds in there the gam. Which is kimat, very close to Rav Moshe. Just Rav Moshe was magdirit so sharp that even if al piderech hateva, it seems poshit. So mamish, everything Rav Moshe said is kimat everything in the Chafetz Chaim. Yeah.
Marcel Reicher is an intern, and he asked Rav Moshe, should I take Friday night or the Shabbos? I have to do one. Which should I do? He told him, Shabbos day because we might die Friday night, so you won't come to
it.
Who might die? The doctor.
So that, yeah. Yeah, if there's no other cheshbin, why not? Right. Yeah. So, okay.
Even if Friday night would be a shorter shift, outside?
Might.
Again?
If Friday night would be a shorter shift,
it might.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't doubt that he would say it then. I guess. I mean, I would guess that the shift would be less chil shabbos.
More drunk people get shot.
Okay, so anyway.
Right.
Pashtus, it's the same, right?
The potential.
Or else that would be a big
machriya. That would be a machriya, of course.
Sure, yeah. Okay, so now it comes out like this. Now they're even being machmer. That even, I mean, Rav Moshe for sure is clearly saying that he wants a machmer, even if it's on Shabbos, wait until the sakana is really there. So on this, I saw a kasha from a Rashba. The Rashba on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, talks about the famous Ishtapa Chamimi, right? In those days, every single kid was a sakana if you had to bathe him after his bris in hot water. It was sakana nefashos. So everyone always had hot water. So Ishtapa Chamimi, the hot water spilled out. So it's a big shiloh what you do. Shitas Ramban, what do you do? You do the bris. Anyways, now it's sakonas nefashis, right? Excuse me?
Yeah.
And now you boil up new water. You do chil Shabbos deraisa because it's pikuach nefesh. That's what you do. So the Rashba writes, but be careful. Don't cook up the water before the moil starts. Because a sakona is only matter after the sakona is here. You can't talk about a sakana until the sakana is there. So memela, it's usher to do anything until you did the bris.
So
then you can.
Right. I when it was right.
So the kasha is that let's talk about the psak of Rav Moshe and also the Chafetz Chaim is clearing both of them. They're both saying that you could already do it Friday night. Right? Just, okay, Rav Moshe said, a new thing, you never know. Maybe you don't know, it might not happen. Or the Chafetz Chaim also wanted to matter this. Why don't they see from this Rashba that it's Mamash Aser?
Because the case of the Rashba is a new, there's a new event that they're discussing happening, which is the bris. Until that bris, in other words, you can look at it like Chazaka. If everything stays the same, there's no sakana.
Okay.
Because the bris has to happen.
Okay.
In this particular
but also case, here, the Russian guy has to walk in there and check your shoes.
No, but you know from Hazaki, you know all the events are in place that there's going to be a sakana.
What's the difference, the soldier
bris,
or the mile?
Because the mile, because that bris up. Hasn't happened.
Let's shine the shoes.
Same thing. The same way. Mayo's going to walk in. The Russian guy's going to walk
it's
in.
It's a difference in eichas. In other words, in degree. It's just with the question of the bris.
Okay, so I want to say what you're saying. I just want to say the following difference. Oh, okay. The difference is that when it's out of your control, it's called it's going to happen like memela.
Right.
And if you could stop it. You tell the Moyle don't do it, he won't do it. He's just doing whatever you ask him. So maybe that, I'm just wondering, maybe that would be the svar. Maybe that's the svar, who knows, maybe.
It's a bris you have to do.
Right, meaning here it's called, let's talk in very practical lashon. I am in danger, because that guy's going to come at 10 and kill me. Right? So even Friday night, I'm in danger. But right. Mashenka and this baby, you say he's in danger. He's not in danger. If I ask the mother to make a bris, I'll make a danger. He's not in danger. It's right. Totally up to me.
Yeah, but when you're Mishmini, you must be Sarah Lossa. You're gonna pitch Shabbos. That's the din.
Okay,
so it's gonna happen.
Okay, but the din isn't called like gonna happen in Metzias because. I could not
all,
do it. I could be a Russia, right?
You don't
I could.
Have to be a Russia. If it's a sakana,
but the Ramban told me I should do it,
right,
so I'm going to do it.
But I'm saying if it were another sakana, not in this particular case.
Right.
The kid gets sick.
It
becomes
yellow.
I'm just saying, stop. Maybe the kid will talk and get yellow. Okay, that's even saying another thing.
Well, that's what
but even without that, I would
that's
say...
That's my yellow yam.
Right, my yellow yam. That's another thing. But even if you don't say that, but the pshat is you can't call it a sakana when I physically don't have... It's not a mitzias that I, you know, if I'll do it, I'll do it. I won't do it, I won't do it. Maybe that could be a chilek. Okay,
but
that's...
By L'chayr, it's Tamud. No, it was Rebbe's kasha, is why didn't they bring a riot from the Rashi? With Moshe and the Netziv and all the...
Oh, you mean why didn't they at least talk it out?
Yeah.
They should have discussed it. I hear. Okay. But at least Lamaise, it could be that could be the chilek. That could,
well,
that could
you
be
could say it could become yellow. You know what I'm saying? You could say the same thing, like we said, the same way we said that Ramesha said maybe.
Right, you could say that too. But from the Rashba, you see that without it. Because the Rashba didn't say any extra things. He just said, you cannot do something before the sakana happens. no cause of cause maybe no maybe just straight up. So the answer is because here until you do the bris, it really isn't called a sakana. But by the Russian, it is.
By Aaron.
Also now by Aaron, it's for sure okay because by Aaron the negev started. The negev did start. Aaron didn't believe that it would, but it did.
It's the same
it really
the
did.
Okay, it's the
right.
same as the mile.
Right. It did happen.
Once the mile's there, you got it.
In reality,
once
right.
The
once
cut.
Right.
I mean, once the mile cut.
That's
mile
what the mile cut. So here it's like the same. So now, that's okay, that's part one. Now I want to say over the Chafetz Chaim's son. Chafetz Chaim writes in Machlokes Rabbeinu, my son had a raya. Okay? The Chafetz Chaim said, my son had a raya about this kind of thing. Meaning, should you do something ahead of time before the sakana, like Friday night, to gain, because it will be more chomer when the sakana comes, right? Like this issue, it's shbein hashmashes, so I have something to gain, and it's less bad, right? But the sakana didn't come, so do you do it now and try to gain on it, or do you wait till the sakana really comes? So Saul wanted to bring a ride from Ksubis Daf Gimel. What? It says in Tosfos, explains the Gemara this way there. They had a din, you have to get married on Wednesday, right? And it's like an issa, you have to keep that din. It's not like a minig, it's a din, you have to do that. Okay, now the governor found out about that, right? And they used to have a thing that they used to come into the weddings and call it Tibbel Ha'Gunayim Tchila. Okay? So now this Isha, she's Tibbel Ha'Gunayim Tchila, he takes her away. Okay, so this lady says, you know what, I want to make my wedding Tuesday. Then they don't know, because they're used to Wednesday. And then I won't have this whole problem of Tibbel Ha'Gunayim Tchila. Zaktai says, oh, sir. It's a issur d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to get married on Tuesday. Too bad. You have to get married on Wednesday and tough. So Frecht, his son, yeah, but if I get married on Tuesday, what did I do already? An issur d'rabbanan. Issur d'rabbanan. Isn't it worth it? I'll do a d'rabbanan to get out of the eshzish. Even though the Eishes will be
right.
Bonus.
Right.
Oh, so that's Mamash was his son wanted to say. You know what the answer is? Because you can't do something Baratzen,
right.
Even if it's much better, you just got to wait till the Eishes happens. So Mamela, his son, wanted to say the same thing here. Tonight, you don't have to shine your shoes. So don't do it. When the Einus happens, you'll do it. I will be worse. So I will be worse. Okay, that's what Chafetz Chaim brings from his son. Okay, so now there are four dechiyas to that Rai. Chafetz Chaim brings
son?
One of them.
What son is this?
He doesn't say. He says, Bini. I don't think he says his name. I forget now. Okay, it's in the Machne Yisrael. You have the old ones, the ones from Tafrish Memal for sure, or the ones that aren't abridged. So like this, but I want to say the first one because this is the one that you brought down. So I want to say yours first. Okay, so like this, there is a shaila about a person. Tzayim Gedalia is near Yom Kippur, right? So Tzayim Steichemet, right? So now the person wants to eat on Tzayim Gedalia, so that way he'll have koyach for Yom Kippur. Okay. So, Frek, the Mishnah is Pikuach Nefesh. I think I have a great raya that he shouldn't do that. Because that's an exact equal to that Tosfos. The guy wants to, it's literally the same exact situation. The guy wants to do a drabbanan now, so that way he'll save a deraisa. So we tell him, no, don't go and do baratzan a drabbanan. Right now, you can fast, so just fast. And when the oinus deraisa comes, the oinus deraisa comes. So why isn't that a good tsushta? So he says, I'll tell you the answer. It's not a good tsushta. He says, because he said, I'll ask you two questions. The first one is even better than the second one, but they're both nice questions. It's, I don't get something. It says in the Gemara, I have a question on the Mitzvahs. The Gemara says that there, some ladies used to marry Kehanim, and they knew that if this hegemon is Baal Dem Ba'anus, that's it. They can't, right? They're also liable forever. So they used to give their lives up on it. They were Moiser Nefesh, and they ended up getting killed. So I have a question. These ladies are nuts. Why are you getting married? You're getting married to die?
Get married to
at the best, you'll have to get divorced tomorrow. At the worst, you'll die.
Right.
So what's the good side of it? Like, what are you doing? So
that's a third option.
He said, from that alone, okay, from that alone, he says, it must be, and what he says makes a lot of sense. He says, it must be that wasn't the automatic thing that they caught every single wedding, Besula everywhere. I mean, you can't. There's a limit to how many. And they try their best to probably
conceal it.
It happens sometimes. Of course, you didn't do it assuming you're going to get killed, right? And then he says, afterwards, Rav Chaim Kanevsky wrote me that what I said is Beferish in the Yerushalmi. So, okay. It says Beferish. They used to have hideouts. Of course, what do you think? It wasn't, and they did a whole thing. But sometimes they caught you, but it was hopefully not.
It's still something to cause the conscience.
Yes, yeah, it could, something could happen, right. But Memela, and he says he has another right to that also. He says, if it would be a Vadai, you wouldn't be allowed to get married. You wouldn't be allowed to get married. You're bringing yourself to Eishes Ish. I mean, either run away from the country and get married some other country, or don't get married at all. What kind of business is this? You can't just go get married and you know it's going to be Eishes Ish the next minute. So it's the same thing. It's got to be that it was just a chashash. Memela, that answers why it has nothing to do with the Yom Kippur case. The Yom Kippur case, the person is saying that I can't fast. If I'm going to fast on Yom Gedalia, the doctor won't let me. I'm going to have to eat on Yom Kippur. So there, you can say that maybe you can even push off the Durabana for that. But if you are worrying that you might come to the Raisa, no. Right now you have a Durabana. You're not allowed to worry, just because it's a chashash. It could happen. It's not even probably 50-50. I don't think that they were getting married with a 50% chance that they're getting divorced or dying tomorrow. It was a possibility. It's not on the same level. Memela, once you get that picture straight, getting back now to the Chavetz Chaim's son, it's not really a good raya anymore, right? Because the Chavetz Chaim's son was saying that why, let me break the din, let me get married on Tuesday in order to save the deraisa. No, we're not letting you do that because there's no telling that you're going to have that deraisa. But if you really do know, al pi derech hateva, that there will be the rights, like the guy in the Russian army, where it's happening for the last 50 years, every morning they come, and then that might be different. Okay, that's the first dechia. That's the first dechia. The second dechia is the Chafetz Chaim himself, dechia's son. And he says, his same old rule about the same day, he says, you can't compare the same day to two different days. In the case of the boots, it's the same day. It's within the same 24 hours. Here, it's on two different days. So I saw a sefer, he says, I don't catch it. Why is it two different days? Why wouldn't the hegemon take her on Wednesday itself? But he mixed it up. He didn't chap the Chafetz Chaim. He didn't read it good. It is two different days. She wants to make her wedding on Tuesday. And she's saying, because I'd rather do it that way and do that, the Rabbanon, than get married on Wednesday and get it Eishes Ish on Wednesday. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. No, we won't let you get married on Tuesday, being that on Tuesday you don't have the other Isser happening. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim was doing. That the same day as opposed to two different days. Then, that's the second Dichia. The third Dichia is what Rav Moshe, according to Rav Moshe, there's a Dichia. He said that the way that we look at it is, if this Isser has to get pushed off, we could let you maybe do it even earlier. Except that, like he says, you never know what might happen. But if you would really know somehow, then since Shabbos anyways is going to be pushed off, you're going to have to do Chil Shabbos anyway, so you can already do Chil Shabbos Friday night, because it's the same Chil Shabbos that's pushed off either way. So that's all because it's all the Aver of Chil Shabbos. But you can't trade Averis. You have one Avera of Eishes Ish. You have another Avera that they're abundant of getting married on Wednesdays. You can't trade Averis. Memela, you can't compare the same Avera and two separate Averis. Okay, that's the third answer. Third Dechia.
And then that knocks off the Netziv.
That knocks off the Netziv, which Rav Moshe knocked off the Netziv with that. Right. Okay, so far we said three Chilukim between the case in Ksubis and the case of shining your shoes. The first one is because in Ksubis the whole thing was just a possibility. It wasn't a clear thing. The second thing is if it's on two different days. The third thing is if it's two different Averis.
I mean, is it true that knocks off the Netziv is the Avera of Yom? It's a different Einish.
Well, it's also a different one of the Targum Mitzvahs.
It's
a different lav, yeah.
But it isn't the same malach.
Same concept of malach, right, but it's a different lav and a different... It's two different Averis, I mean.
Okay.
We'll get back to the Netziv at the end, how he understands it. But, okay, now here comes the fourth one. This is a very important thing. Things like this. I'll say over first from the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech brings down the Gemara in Yuma, in his Sefer Parshas Drachim. Brings down the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says there was a chayle, and he needs to eat. And the only thing in the house is tevel. Okay? It's the only thing he has to eat is tevel, and it's Yom Kippur also. But he has to eat. He's a chayle. He has to eat. So he's wondering what should he do. On the one hand, maybe he should just eat the tevel. On the other hand, maybe it's kedai, take off truma, and it won't be tevel, but then he'll have to eat truma. So what's better? Should he just... He has to eat the whole thing, right? He's so sick, he can't save any.
Even, I guess so.
And you also have to do, by the way, truma's meiser, so that's a little more. So
no, the meiser of Truma's
meiser is under
1%.
So 1%, he needs the 1%. Right. Okay, he needs the 1%. Fine. So what's more kedai to do?
That's the Gemara.
The Gemara. This is in the Gemara. Mamish in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mar Savar, Tevel is a bigger chomer, and it has a whole Rebbe Shekane, this and this and this. So it's just eat the Truma. Mar Savar, no, Truma is a bigger Aveira, so just eat the Tevel.
Yeah, but it's more echelus by taking
tevel, taking mice. Oh, very good. So the Rishonim ask your kasha, but there's more. It will be more.
Yeah.
The tevel is more. So why not? Why not do the truma will be less?
Yeah,
so
why,
one answer that they're
bond. Tevel more?
Well, because it's all of
it.
If it's tevel, it will all be tevel. If you'll take off the truma,
so
then it'll only be one drop, 1%. So the Ramban says one teretz. This the whole amount that he had in the house was under kezias, so it was a chatzishir either way. And in chatzishirs, we don't care if a bigger chatzishir and a smaller chatzishir. Okay, and there's a guy starving to death, right? He's starving to death, and he has to eat, right? So and he
it's
needs to eat all of it. Either way, it's only going to be a chatzishir anyways. So the Gemara says, how about hafrosha? Says that we're matter. It's a drabbanan, we're matter then. We'll get to that. It's not so posh, but that the Gemara speaks that out. The Gemara says, we're matra fresh. Frek the Mishmel Melech. I have the best answer. How come nobody can think of this? It's such a simple eitzah, Zok the Mishnah Malach. I hold what you should do is like this. Take the truma, throw it back into the chulin, mix it up, and it's batal. Now, midrabanan, there's a din, midrabanan, a chumra, that you need 100. So, okay, so you'll be over a drabanan. But you won't have a drisis. You won't have tevel. You won't have truma. Midr Isa, truma is batal like everything else. Batal beroy.
The Isra of Mevatal Isra
of Chachila. Oh, so you have the Isra of Mevatal Isra of Chachila. That's also a Durabanan.
Right.
So he says, you're Mechavet Tavni Meluim. Tavni Meluim says, by truma, it's an Isra Duraisa to stick it back in. Because it's part of Mishmeres Trumasi. Okay, we'll get to that maybe in a minute. But first we'll just do the Mishnah Malach. So Mishnah Malach thinks it's a regular din of Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila, which is a Durabanan, except for Shitas Arayvid, but we paskin Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila is a Durabanan. So Meila, he says, Aruchap, why is the Gemara dealing with the rices here? Of Tevel and Truma. I have an Eitza, right? No more derises. Just throw it back in. And Shalom, right? And then you won't have any derises. Zok the Mishnah Malach is soid gadol. Zok the Mishnah Malach. There is no such thing that you're allowed to do an aveira in order to get less aveira. I don't care what it is. Deraisa, derabanan. You're only allowed to do things for a sick person. So, if you have this truma, right? He said, "Oi, I'm sick. I don't want to eat truma. It's a deraisa. Let me throw it in. And then it will only be a drabana." Is that making you healthier? Is that helping you get better? No. So, you can't do it. You can only do what is for pikuach nefesh. If it's saving your life.
But legally, it's helping you.
Legally means
because you're dropping it down,
right. But
so that will allow you to eat it, which has a health benefit.
That's true. But he's saying no one will allow me to do the mevatel nisr lachatchila. I'd like to be mevatel in here because I'd rather not do as big of an avera. Very nice, you'd like to, but you can't because there's no heter.
What about the case? My choyle was this is a cow. You have a goy, you can stab the cow. We have a yid, you can check the cow. So which one's better?
Let's think according to what he's saying. You would not be allowed to shecht the cow in order to get out of nevela.
You mean about each and every kazayas that is being eaten by the chayla is the
bearer? Right. That's mamish similar to what he's saying. You're not allowed to do anything because you don't want averis. You can't just do averis to get yourself out of averis. Even if it's a more chumra aveira,
it's not an aveira.
It won't be an aveira, right? It's pikuach nefesh. It's going to be pikuach nefesh, right? So you can't do it. Anything you do, you have to explain to me that this is helping me. That this is helping me to stay alive.
Pikuach nefesh by like chil Shabbos. If we say it's not going to make a difference either way, then we want to minimize the. Don't we say we want to minimize?
You can't do
the,
but that's all. If let's say you can do like two ways, right? Two ways to save your life. So do it in a lesser Chil Shabbos way.
Right.
But if you want to do something which is not connected in any way or form to saving my life, and is just simply lowering down the Aveira, I can't do that. That's his yisrael.
What's going to quote everybody? It's also shech the cow.
Lamaisa, it says in Iran, you should shech the cow.
You should shech.
Yeah, but you have to know why. That's the question, why? But it's at the end, it's not a steer to him, I think. Okay. But it's Lamaisi says you do shachtika. So now, based on that big yisoid of the Mishnah Lamelech, I wanted to say a teretz to the son of the Chavetz Chaim, because here, this lady says I'd rather get married on Tuesday, right? Because why should I get into this whole Tibor Lehegman Tchil? Okay. And so I'll just do an Aveira here. Adramana. Okay. Now, ask her, are you saving your life by switching your wedding to Tuesday?
Yes.
No.
Possibly.
No. I'm not dying either way. I'm going to be Tibol Hegman.
Oh, sure.
I'm not dying.
Okay.
Right? I just don't want to be Tibol Hegman, you know.
Right.
I'd rather avoid it. Right? Well, I'm not dying either way. So why am I getting married on Tuesday? Because I don't want Tibol Hegman. That's what she's going to tell the Rav. That's what she's telling the Rav. I don't want. Why should I get into Tibol Hegman? I'll get married on Tuesday. Sorry, there's no heter. What you're doing is to save yourself from Tibol Hegman. That's not pikuach nefesh. That's your personal interest to avoid an aveir. So bishlamo, if you're shining your shoes, why are you shining your shoes? Because I don't want to get shot. So the pshat is, I'd rather do it in the lesser avera frame time frame. You know,
this
mice is going to save my life. That's why I'm doing it and what I'm doing. I am saving my life. That's what I'm doing. So now do it in the lesser avera time zone. Masha ain kane by the lady in the story in Ksubis. When the Hegman actually comes and says, you better be nivel to me or else I'll kill you. Okay, then she's saving her life by being nivel. But when she switches her wedding to Tuesday, that's just because she doesn't want to be nivel.
She's doing a merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by violating even a drabanan.
Even a drabanan, right. And she can't do that because, right.
And it'll only be the same if the Hegman says, if you get married on Tuesday, I'll kill you.
Yeah, if he would say that, if you get married, you mean...
No, then why would you do it?
If you get married, I'm being married on Wednesday.
Without being Baal Tchila, I'll kill you right away.
So
that's an incentive
for her
to do it?
So then no.
Yeah, it's put by care. It's just the opposite.
Right. Yeah, right. You need... If you would say, if you get married on Wednesday, I'll kill you, then you can get married on Tuesday. Okay, but so that, you said, I wanted to use that to give a fourth answer, a fourth chilik between the Chafetz Chaim son and the case of the shoes, which Baruch Hashem I found right mamish before I left. I was not that close, about 6 o'clock in the Sefer Shmuas Chaim on Yuma, on the Gemara in Yuma over there. He brings the Yosei of the Precious Drachim, and he says, according to this, I want to say that you can answer the Chafetz Chaim son's Ra. I was very happy to see he mamish said this to he himself. So we kitzer. Okay, so now we have four chilukim between the Chafetz Chaim son and the case of the shoes. Either Vadai, Mashenkin by the Hegman was a Suffolk, or the Chafetz Chaim's chiluk, that is two different days, or of Moshe's chiluk, that it's only if it's the same Isser and not if it's a different Isser. And now another chiluk, that what you do has to be done for the sake of Pekuach Nefesh. Okay, now I'll say one last thing. The Mishnah Melech, after saying the Yesoy that he says, I have kasha on myself, Lamaisa. Because, going back to that piece of Gemara again, the person had a pile of tevel at home, right? And the Gemara says that the issue is, what's better? Should I just eat the tevel? Or is it better that I should separate it and eat the truma? So the Gemara itself says, but how would you separate it? It's your usher to separate Truma on Shabbos. Everybody says, we're matter it. Frank the Mishmach, I don't know why we would matter it. According to my Yesoid, that every single thing you do, even a Durabana, would only be allowed when it's saving my life. So how is separating Truma saving my life? It's fine to eat the way it is. I'll save my life like this. The only reason I would separate it is just for Isser issues.
Well, they said they never made the Gezerah.
Oh, they made like that kind of thing. It's like they didn't make the Gezerah in the first place. It's a different kind of a heter, you mean. I hear. Okay, I don't know if he says any teretz. I don't know. So, but that's what he asked this kasha on himself. Comes along the Avni Meluim in Chuvis behind Avni Meluim. There's Chuvis Avni Meluim, and he quotes his Mishal Malach, He says, because of this kasha, it's a good kasha, I'm going to have to change a little from the Mishlamach. I'm going to have to change his yisoid slightly. He's going to have to be mechalak between the rices and the rabbans. The Mishlamach holds, you can't do anything at all unless it's for your life. No. If it's a derabbanon, you could do it even if it's not saving your life.
So what's Tyson's kasha by Paul Agman?
Oh, very good. So you already hit it. Yeah, already says. Somebody says, so why did Tyson say then that she can't get married on Tuesday? If you say by derabbanons, you could.
Yeah.
Right, so I said that's another riot to what we said before because it wasn't for sure. We're going to have to come out, the animal's going to have to use that. Because if you would know, okay, but since it's only chashash, he's going to have to use that. Okay, so Zokter, and what's the svara? He says, I, l'cher mishlamach, Zokter, ashen svara, that why would we let you do even a drabbanon if it's not saving your life? So he says, yeah, but we have a concept of chatei b'chet kal, kedei sheyizke chavircha, right, by a chet chamer. So he says, a drabbanon is like a chet kal. So you can even do a chet kal to be saved from a chet chamer. Now, I just want to point out what's the chiddush in what he just said there. Because he's changing from the normal. The normal is that, like, you know that your friend is going to really do a chet chamer. Maybe b'shoigig, whatever it is. And with a little chet kal, I could save him. Like with the asapas. I'll do the little thing, because he's really in trouble. He's going to do a real chet chamer. Here, he's applying it to
yourself.
That's one thing, but it's going to be pikuach nefesh. It's not going to really be a chet chamer, right? He's like saying, you can even separate the truma because it's only a derabbanan, and you can do a chet kal to save yourself from the chet chamer of tevel. Now, it's not a chet chamer. I'm saying it's pikuach nefesh. It's mutter, really.
Right.
So that's why he's extending it. But he's allowing even for that. Even if it's pikuach nefesh chet chomer, but it's still not good, so we'll let you do a chet kal of a derabbanan. So Mele, he argues, he splits between the rices and the rabbanans. If it's a derabbanan, it will be a chet kal, we'll let you do it. And Mele, that is the heter of the Gemara, that they allowed him to mafresh the truma, even though it's aser b'derabbanan. But to put in and mix the truma in, that he holds is a derais. That's why you can't do the mishmar seitzah, like you said before, because it's mishmer truma. You have to watch truma. You're not allowed to mevatel truma. So that's already derais. That you can't do. There the mishmar is right. So he divides between a derabbanan and a derais. So why did I mention him? Just because it's negeya to the person with same gedalia. Because according to what he said, you always have to remember that if it's only a derabbanan, then even we'll let you do mamash achet in order that you should not do a deraisa. So memela, you would be allowed to eat on Tzem Gedalia, according to what Mavni Muluim holds, to save yourself from eating on Yom Kippur, even though it's going to be pikuach nefesh. Because he holds it, that's still allowed. Okay, so that's the only difference between him, but that's all by derabbanans. But as far as what I said with the pshus, which is all derises, the anmut doesn't make a difference in that.
The shaila by tainus, whether is not the turiyavim we learned, whether it's a shtick of derises.
Oh, you mean divrei kabbalah? You mean
kabbalah, yeah.
You mean maybe divrei kabbalah is a little different, but here.
Tainus esther,
okay, tainus esther for sure.
Tainus
esther,
so then you have to know. Alright, that you have to check out. I hear that's a good one. Okay, those are the shmuz. Yeah.
So he said that you should pass on Yom Kippur and not pass on Tzem Gedalia.
What came out of the whole thing? So
which one?
The whole thing is that according to the Mishnah LeMelech, you would have to fast on Tzem Gedalia, but according to Avni Meluim, it would seem to be you could eat on Tzem Gedalia.
See, I think it came
out
one way.
Oh, him.
The Horst Nussen.
Oh, Nussen. Yeah.
It came out one way, but he had another tshuva, which I don't know if you saw.
The one,
and he changed his position.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to get it.